Life is going on, right? Life, it's going on all over the world. And so there's some things that are happening. We're taking a moment here to hear a word from God. And yet what we know is life is happening. And so there's bigger and more important things going on out there. But for here, we're going to try and stay together here as we think about the larger story. God is writing a story, and you're in it. It started, and I'm need some help with this. Maybe Steve could help, or maybe Vicky could help, some help with this. This story began in the past, which is, I don't know. We're going to get to it in a minute. So this way, eternity passed. And it's going on now, but it's only going to continue into eternity in the future. And so we're part of that story. And we've been talking about that story for a while. And we began with the creation part, where it began, even began before creation. But we started with creation first part of this month, we've talked about creation. Today, we're going to talk about another part of the story that's pretty important. There's five parts of the story. We've talked about this quite a bit. They're all important because in them, we find our story. And so here's the timeline. And actually, so guys, the past, you're right, it was this way. Yeah, and the future is this way, and we're here in 2017, right? And the series is going to continue on into 2018, so we'll have to change that in January, because we're going to continue through that. But here we are, we've talked about creation, and today we're going to begin to discuss the next really big scene or part of the story, which is rebellion. The first movement was creation, so though just a reminder, and it's really important, that foundation of creation. And we talked about how we are made to love and to be loved. In other words, we are made for community. We are made for family. We're made for relationship. And so that's why we stop and pray for Michelle's mom, because we love each other and we care about each other. That's why we take time for each other. And then we talked about how we're made to be caretakers, or sometimes we'd say rulers. We have been given the responsibility to take care of each other and to take care of the earth. And then we talked about how we're made in God's image, perhaps the most foundational, most important part of this creation idea, made in God's image. And again, I listened to Jeremy preach about this on the website, and if you haven't heard it at least twice, you need to listen to it again on the website, because there's foundational things that Jeremy talked about and really important and really good, interesting, and relevant. And then we talked about, last week we saw Louis Giglio demonstrate with a golf ball about how awesome God is and how great his power in creation, and how even in the great, he made the universe, but he also made you. And you were just wonderfully and fearfully made in your mother's womb. He knows you. Today, we're going to talk about the rebellion. I call it the rebellion. We're going to, several different things, and you in your handout there, I have there on number one, fall, rebellion, attack. You can write down whatever you want to. I'm going to say something about all three of these ways to look at this event that happened in the past that still has great impact on you today and on me today. And so the fall, if you talk about the fall, you're thinking of, you were in a place and then you fell, okay? So I can demonstrate this to you with no problem. I do this often. I'm a faller. Did any of y'all fall? Yes, I think it's hereditary. My mom falls, and my grandmother fell, And I don't know if Sally falls or not. Sally's a fall. We're fallers. Well, you start up here and then you go down there and it's fall, not autumn. There you go. Cha-ching. And this is what it's often called. This is a good name for this event that happened. And we talk about it often like we're in a fallen world. Have you heard that? And we're fallen human beings. And sometimes it's almost to explain or excuse bad behavior. Well, I can't help that. I'm fallen. Well, we'll talk about that. But it was a result of Adam and Eve's actions in chapter 3. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And I would say it has this to do with human beings, that we have because of it, we have a tendency towards sin. If I was writing something down, that'd be the thing. And also, the Bible says we're outwardly wasting away. You might look at me and think, no, Bob, you are not one day older than 45. But outwardly, we're wasting away. Those are because of the fall. Another thing is the earth itself, the Bible says, is groaning. The earth, it says, is in bondage also to decay because of the fall. But I like to call it the rebellion, and we'll get into this more, because it has to do with a choice. It has to do with a decision that human beings make. And it's a rebellious decision. So we're going to talk more about that. Sometimes I like to call it, this event that happened, is the attack. Because it didn't just happen because we made a choice. There was an enemy that's involved. And the enemy we've come to know in the Bible as Satan. And Satan working through a serpent, I think. And now Satan works through everything that's created. Satan can be at work, and he's attacking us because he couldn't win the battle he fought with God. We're going to talk about the battle that Satan fought with God in a couple of weeks, but he couldn't win that. So if I can't beat my enemy, I'll attack the thing my enemy loves the most, which is his children. And so Satan has an attack. And so you could look at this, what we're going to do, in any of these ways. The story of the fall or rebellion, it begins, and here's where it also begins on your handout, with God's creation and his decision to make us in his own image. Again, many of the things we discuss will go back to that foundational idea that we're made in God's image. Because, see, God has the power to choose. And he made us, he gave us that same power. Right? God can choose, you can choose. I can choose. And so, one of the things we're going to choose is a way, I'm going to call it today, a way to walk or a path to go down. And so, Psalm 1, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way that sinners take or sit in the company of mockers. This is one path, okay? That's one of the options. This is one of the options. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night. That's option number two. We come to, what I want to say, a fork in the road. Right? We have a decision to make. If you're driving down this road and you get here, you know you have now what? A decision to make. Right? Have you ever come to this place and not known what to do? I do it all the time. Bob is constantly, he's known for, this Bob, for being lost when he drives. So, you know, I can sometimes use my phone to help me, but GPS sometimes that doesn't help. Have you ever gone on, you know, use your GPS and still gotten lost? Yeah, that'd be me. Well, here's the deal. As you look at this, I want you to think of this, that you're here and you're going to a destination, right? And if you choose the wrong road, you won't get to your destination. That's one of the things I want you to think about. Let's say we're going, Isaac, on a vacation and we want to go snow skiing, right? One of these roads leads to the mountains, one leads to the beach. Okay, is it important which road you take? Yeah. Okay, let's say we want to eat good food. Okay, one leads to McDonald's and one leads to anywhere else. Excuse me. Is it important which road you take? Because then when you get down that road, each road you take has different options on it, right? And it ends up a different destination. We're going to come back to that in a little while. The situation, and this is number four, the situation that Adam and Eve and all human beings find themselves in, they came to a fork in the road. They came to a fork in the road in Genesis chapter 3. And so do we. And so, like them, we all have a choice. We all have a choice. We all have a decision to make. And the decision is God's way or my way. And this is going to happen to you over and over and over in life. God's way or my way. So in Genesis chapter 3, it turned out like this. Now, first of all, know this, that everything up to this point in the creation story has been good and good and good and good and very good. One thing not good was for man to be alone. So God took care of that problem by making woman. Yeah. And let's all the men say, yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, wait, let's do it again. Let's all the men say, yes. Thank you, God. Because woman was the best thing he's made. All right. And so it was all good and good and good and very good. And then the serpent shows up. The serpent shows up and he has a conversation. And in the conversation, he says, can you not eat of every tree in the garden? And the woman says, yeah, we can eat of every tree except the one God told us don't eat from it. And if we did, we would die. And he says, no, you're not going to die. You're not going to die. That fruit is good. It tastes good. It looks good. And it'll give you wisdom. And so, she's at the fork in the road. You see how she's at the, what? This food looks good. It tastes good. It's going to give me wisdom. That's road number one. Then the other road, but God said don't do it or I'll die. And so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasing to her eye, it tastes good, it looked good, and it was desirable for gaining wisdom. Whew. And right now, since we know the story, you know what we want to do? All of us in the audience, if we're watching this story unfold right at this point, we want to say, wait, don't eat that, right? You want to say, no, don't eat it. He's lying. The serpent is lying. But she's not, she doesn't hear you, right? She doesn't hear you say that. Rebellion. I choose this word rebellion because, number one, in the Old Testament, there's a couple of words that are used for sin, and one is similar to the New Testament word, which means missing the mark or getting on the going taking the wrong path. But the other one is used is rebellion, which is, I'm going to come back to that, a violent, go down to number five, rebellion is an act of violent or open resistance. Violent or open resistance to the established government or ruler. This is what the Bible says about that choice that she made. Sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people because all sinned. The choice she made, and the choice we make, because we'll come back to how we're involved in the same thing. Have you ever had a person you loved die? Why did that person die? Because death entered into the world because she ate that fruit because her husband Adam ate that fruit. And because in a way, we have too. Sin, this idea of rebellion, is an act of violent and open resistance. We're saying, no, God, shut up. What you think is good is not good. I'll choose my own good. And Bradley knows that's not a good word to say, is it? Especially to God. So this question, why did she do it? Why did Adam do it? Why? Holy cow, you know, because they didn't hear us in the audience shouting, stop, wait, he's lying. Then why do you do it? One of the things I again want to emphasize in this series of the larger story, it's always important every Sunday to try and find your place in this story. Where are you in this story? Why did you do it? Why did you eat the fruit? Well, the question I want to ask, and I've asked forever and ever, what's the big deal about eating a piece of fruit? How is eating a piece of fruit rebellion? We're making choices all the time. And it doesn't seem like these choices are that big a deal. Like, what's the big deal? Okay, I made a choice this morning. Should I drink coffee or water? How many of you made that choice this morning? How many of you chose coffee? I chose coffee. Some of us have made a choice this morning to get up and come to church or not. And we all made the same choice, right? Because look at us here. But really, you made that choice. Now, once you got here, you had other choices to make. Like, where are you going to sit? Does that matter? Are you going to sing the song or are you going to not? Are you going to pay attention to Bob or are you going to go to sleep? Well, all you got these choices. Because you made the one choice to show up here, that means you made another choice to not show up anywhere else. You could be doing something else really good, really fun, really exciting somewhere else, right? You could. But not if you made the choice to come here. Well, then what about this? Should I buy a new car? How many of you have been in that process or in the process soon of making the decision, should I buy a new car? Should I buy a new car? What kind of car should I buy? These are decisions we're making. They don't seem like rebellion, do they? I don't think so. What about this one? What about this one? Should I get a new job? Or maybe, should I get a job? Should I get a job? Is that important? Well, is that rebellion? Can you make a choice about buying a car, drinking coffee, or getting a job that is rebellion, like eating a piece of fruit? Well, why don't you think about that for a second? We're moving on. But we're going to have to talk about this idea of we got a choice. And in all those ways, we have a choice. I want you to think about the choice. Eve and all human beings come to this place in the road, this fork where you have to choose. And I want you to know there's nothing wrong with eating fruit that looks good. There's nothing wrong with buying a new car. There's nothing wrong with eating fruit that tastes good. There's nothing wrong with getting a new job. There's nothing wrong with gaining wisdom. None of those things are bad. So what's the big deal? The decision gets back to this. Am I going to do things God's way or my way? Now, how does that have relevance in the decisions you're making? You're not making the fruit choice, or are you? She deliberately and knowingly chose her own way, not God's. Have you ever done that? Are there choices that you're making or have made where you knew it wasn't God's way, but you went that way anyway? Rebellion boils down to this. I want to feel good, and I want to feel good now, and I'm going to do whatever it takes. That's why people cheat on their spouse. Want to feel good now? We'll do whatever it takes. That's why people misuse money. I don't want to be known at the end of my life as a stuff collector. That Bob, he had a lot of cool stuff. And that's what he did with his money. He used it to buy a lot of cool stuff. Sit around at the funeral, say, man, did you see some of that stuff he had? He had some cool stuff. There's God's way and there's my way. How do you use your money? Okay, what about this? How about my time? That Bob was such an awesome video game player. That guy was the best gamer ever. He must have spent hours and hours and hours playing video games. Is there something wrong with playing video games? No, well, maybe. That Bob, I don't know anybody like him who could binge Netflix like Bob. Netflix were his thing. He could do that. He knows more about actors and movies and TV. He can do it over or sports. He knows all the statistics of all the New York Yankees who ever played the game. Is it wrong to know about baseball statistics? I want to feel good. Why do you do the things you do? I want what I want, and I want it now, unless I can get it sooner than now. For instance, how many of you know this guy? No words yet. Raise your hand if you know this guy, and I'm going to let you speak. Well, it's the same guy as this guy. Anybody know that guy? That'd be Barry Bonds. Before steroids, after steroids, he had a choice to make. He made a choice. Now, sometimes the path that we're on, this is Barry Bonds. One path looks harder than the other, right? One's uphill. I don't want the uphill way. The uphill way might be hard. The downhill way looks easier. I want to go the downhill way. The food tastes better down there. Sometimes God's way may appear more difficult. Sometimes God's way may be longer. It may cost more to go God's way. But the deal is, it gets to the place you want to be. Barry Bonds is not today in the place he wants to be. He hit more home runs. He hit longer home runs. But he's not in the place he wanted to be. Eve didn't get to where she wanted to taste good fruit. She wanted to have wisdom. And that's not what happened because she didn't do it God's way. God's way leads to a destination. And yet we want our way. I tell you who had a decision to make this weekend. You, Darvish. Hugh Darvish, he was mocked by another player, a Cuban player, who's from Cuban nationality, does nothing to do with it except that's where he was raised, and he was mocked for being Asian. And while the big protest and name-calling was going on, here's what he said: I hope we can have something good come out of this. That we won't spend our time accusing the other player, he called his name. That we won't spend our time accusing others, but instead that we could try and make something good because the world is good. That's what he said. He had a choice to make. He took the high road. But this is the way it's been forever. This is so many of the stories in the Bible. Cain and Abel, he had a choice to make. Cain had a choice to make. He was angry, okay? And you know what? Sometimes anger and revenge feels good. Like sometimes family grudges or church grudges or revenge at work. How many of you have a coworker you wish you could do something mean to them? Come on now, all your coworkers, you love them all. No. Right? But that's not God's way, is it? Cain didn't take God's way. Jacob and Esau. Esau comes in from hunting. He sees Esau making some soup. He says, I want some soup now. I'm hungry for food now. I want it now. So I'll trade my future for give me a bite of food now. We do that sometimes. Trade our future for something now. Abraham, Sarah, Hagar. You know, I don't know, the Bible describes sexually immoral people. Abraham and Sarah are at the top of the list. Really. You think they're great heroes, but they're also, got some other stuff and skeletons, we call them, in the closet. Because they made decisions about now. I need this promise to come true. I can't wait for God to do it. This is Abraham. I can't wait for God. God's timing. How many of you have a problem with God's timing? Yeah, so did Abraham. So it's God's way or my way. You know what that's called? Rebellion. You know this little thing we got going on over in the Middle East between Jews and non-Jews over there? Where'd that start? With Ishmael. Yeah. Then there's the prodigal son. I want it now, Dad. Let's party. I want to go party now. His dad already had a party planned for him, but he didn't want to wait. One of the things that happened to me, there's always the world's way, and there's God's way. In 1987, my sons are second and third graders. I'm living in Lubbock, Texas. Think 1987. Okay, where were you in 1987? In 1987, when I was in Lubbock, I was going to grad school in the evening. I was going to leave about 6:15 to get to a 6:30 class. My wife was at work. She's going to come home around 6. So we're going to see each other for a few minutes before I go. But at 5:30, I got two sons. One's outside playing with his buddies. He's the second grader. The third grader is laying on his belly watching TV because he would watch anything on TV. And right now he's watching the evening news, Dan Rather, okay? CBS News. He's laying on his stomach. I'm laying on the couch. I'm taking a little semi-nap. His elbows are on the floor. His chin is in his hands. And they're going on the TV, and I can just kind of barely hear it as I'm kind of snoozing. What the big deal then is the AIDS epidemic has just become news. It's a long time ago for us. But if you can remember that, AIDS had just kind of made the news. Magic Johnson just made the news, okay? And so what was on the screen was a teacher that had two lists on a chalkboard. They had chalkboards then. And two lists. One said condoms at the top. And then a list. And then the other said abstinence at the top and had a list. And, it's going over the pros and cons. The teacher wasn't teaching, but the announcer was giving the news, talking about the two ways. And my son, and all of a sudden, out of his mouth, this is just exactly like this. Condoms. He's third grade. And I'm like, that wakes up you from a, I'm in my semi-sleep, my third grader. What did you say? And he looks up at me like I am the dumbest man on the planet, right? And he looks at me and says, I said, condoms. I said, what are you talking about? And he says, Dad, everybody knows. That's the first thing that got my attention. Everybody knows that sooner or later, you're going to do it. I'm like, what has happened? I said, I'm like, who do you mean everybody? Where did you learn this? Because I'm wide awake now, right? And I say, he says, well, at school. And I said, at school, did your teacher teach you this? And he looks at me like even more, you're the biggest idiot ever lived. And I said, he said, no, my teacher, but everybody knows that, right? There's God's way, and there's my way. And this is the choice that we come to over and over and over again. The fact about us, Glenn, in some ways, my son was correct. Because we live in a fallen world, we are broken, we're wounded, we're fallen. All of you can say, yes, this is me, yes, this is me, yes, this is me. And when we get down to it, number four, yes, this is me. There's been moments in my life where I said, yes. It might not have been steroids or condoms for you, but it was something. It might not have been, you know, how you spent your money. You might not have cheated on your spouse, okay? You might not have done something vengeful towards your neighbor or your coworker, but every one of us have rebelled, not just tiptoed across the line. That's what Eve thought she was going to do. How could eating a piece of fruit be deadly? And yet it was, because it's God's way or my way. And we're making these decisions all the time. We're rebels who chose to go our own way. And now we're lost. I don't mean lost, we're going to hell. We're lost in a forest. We're lost in a world where which way is the right way to go? Man, all over the news, which way is the right way to go? Which way is the right way to vote? Which way is the right way? Is there God's way in this decision? In how I teach my class, in how I go to my job? Is there a right way to go? Is there a God's way? We're lost. What's the right way to go? And being lost, we suffer consequences. What are some of those consequences? What were broken relationships? There's only cause of broken relationships because people have chosen their own way, not God's way. Because in God's perfect world that we've been talking about for the last month, creation of relationships was beautiful, always good, always right. But now relationships are being destroyed because we're choosing my way. The other thing, what about this? Broken dreams. So many people are living a life where they feel like, I wanted to do this, but I can't do it. I lost my chance. Our dreams are broken. I wanted to have this kind of family, but I never will. Broken spirits, just ready to give up. Here's the deal. The consequence of choosing our own way is it puts us on the wrong road. It puts us on the wrong path. Here's the deal, though. There is good news in the story. Here's the first thing. Got to recognize that we are rebels, not just people who've made a mistake now and then, but we've chosen deliberately our own way, not God's way. And that we, because we're made in God's image, we still have the power to choose. Can I get back to the road? Here's what God says. Jeremiah. There's lots of other verses, but I like Old Testament verses that talk about the good news because they're there. So here it is, Jeremiah 29. You'll seek me and you'll find me. When you seek me with all of your heart, I'll be found by you and I'll bring you back from captivity. I'll bring you back from that lost state of being on the wrong road. Your broken dreams, I got dreams for you. Your broken relationships, I've got relationships for you in your future. I've got a plan for you that's good. Come on back, and you'll come when you give me all of your heart, when I become your all in all. We're going to sing that old song, Dennis Jernigan, all in all song. When I become that, you'll find me. You will find me. You'll get off that lost road. You know, there's a place for even Barry Bonds, and quite possibly, it's called the Hall of Fame. Because in God's world, there's redemption. And all he wants is you to say, yeah, I took the wrong road. I chose the wrong road. It wasn't just an accident. I'm sorry I accidentally did this. No, I chose. I made the wrong choice. I rebelled. I did it because I wanted my way. But right now, I'm saying I'm coming back to you, and What do you got? God has a future for you. He has a future for me. Because His way is good. His way is good. Again, we're going to stand up and sing that song. And as we do, I want you to think about this truth, the truth of the song. God is the treasure that I seek. In Him is my all in all. When this becomes true, we'll be found. We'll be found. The rebellion will be over. You know this in the prodigal son story. When the boy started home, his daddy was where? On the porch, waiting for him. He saw him at a distance and he ran for him. This is our story. We were rebels, but now we're coming home. And our Father is on His way. Let's sing.